This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Today we are going to discuss an important issue, and that is obedience to Allah, or worshipping Allah, because worshipping Allah is tantamount to obedience to Allah. And both worshipping and obedience go hand in hand together with each other. So, first of all, I would like to say that when a tourist, I'm just giving an example to make our audience, or to enable our audience to understand the example of obedience better. Well, when a tourist intends to visit an area, the first thing that comes to his mind is to get the map of that area. He will take the map, study it very carefully, look into it, and identify the places that he intends to visit to save himself some time. That's the purpose, of course. And he reads the map so that when he is in that area, he would not waste his time asking and inquiring about these places. We Muslims, we as human beings, are actually tourists in this life. We are not intended to stay here for a long time. And of course, this life is transient. This life is temporary. We are going to stay here for some time and then, of course, leave for the eternal abode. And that is the permanent place, the permanent place of residence, of course. And therefore, just like a tourist, like any tourist, we need that map here to identify our way in this life, to know which way to go and which way not to go. Of course, Allah is the architect and the designer of man. He sent a road map which some people are willing to look into it. Others disregard it and throw it away. For example, the Quran, which is a permanent miracle, tells us very clearly to follow the right path. The instructions are given, and those instructions provide us with clues and with clear picture of which way is the right way and which way is the wrong way.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
And so we have to look at the map. We have to study that map very carefully. So first of all, we have to understand that Allah has sent us a map. And when you open it, you find two major highways in this map. Of course, each of these two major highways has two main entrances, which we have to locate and study carefully. One of them leads us to paradise, and the other one leads us to hellfire. Of course, the Quran says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Of course, we are not here to interpret these verses of chapter Nazi'at, chapter 79, and the verses verse 37 to verse 40. We are not intending to interpret these verses, but these verses are, of course, very clear in their purport. The translation of the verse is like this: then those who had transgressed all bounds and had preferred the life of this world, the abode will be hellfire. And as for him who fears to stand in the presence of his Lord and forbids the soul from low desires, then surely the garden, that is the abode. Of course, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So these verses, of course, clarify very expressly, very explicitly, that there are two ways to follow. And of course, one way leads to paradise, to Jannah, and the other one leads to Jahim. Jahim is the hellfire. And of course, as we can see, there are two groups of people, one rebelling against God, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى, one rebelling against God, and the other fear to stand before their Lord. They fear their Lord. They are those who, because of fear of Allah, do not commit any sins. God says, Jannah is going to be their eternal abode. And it is now up to you, brothers and sisters, to choose which way to go and which way to follow. God has given us the capacity to distinguish the right from wrong, the truth from falsehood. God has clarified everything for us. He has clarified the road for us, which leads to either hell or heaven. Both roads are clear, and there's nothing in this map ambiguous or murky or dark. Everything has been clarified meticulously by Allah. When you open the map, Allah says these two entrances lead to either the hellfire or to paradise. A person who rebels against God and who transgresses the bounds, the limits prescribed by Allah, then of course his eternal abode is the hellfire. And of course, God, the Almighty, has distinguished the angels with reason. It means that the angels have reason only, have intellect, aql. They do not have lust, and they do not have wrath, anger. The animals have lust, and they have anger. These two faculties are there. But God honored human being by giving human being both the faculty of reason and shahwa and ghadab, both of them. Inshallah, we will carry on and we will further discuss this issue in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. All I need, 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 all I need,
all I need, all I need, to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you need. what you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.